Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 2 Mix Number
38.
Hey, welcome to the Halala Show, everyone.
Dun, dun, what's up? That's JC.
And that's Rika G. Welcome to the podcast about anything and everything under the sun. Tell them a little bit about it, Rika G.
Well, you know, well, let me break it down to
break it down
for
now.
Break it down for you or two. What is the article to use? Okay. Well, we start with telling you about our lives, specifically what happened, you know, with our week, which is going to be a little longer. Okay. Be patient with us because we just changed our recording schedules because of me. No, just kidding. No, we were thinking about it for a long time. Maybe. No.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, yes, we're going to tell you all about our week. And then we have our TTs, which are our trending topics. What are our trending topics?
Our trending topics for today.
Yes.
We have some few Squid Game related news. Squid Game adjacent
news,
as we put it, regarding several things. Regarding season two. Regarding a political, is it a political guy, political figure somewhere who's
seems like it?
Yeah, trying to buy something that was in the show, which is kind of a crazy story. So yeah, we'll talk about Squid Game stuff. We also have something from Eminem, a rapper Eminem, who opened his own restaurant with a cool name.
And yeah. It's something that it's supposed to be obvious, but it was really hard to guess when somebody asked me also. Yeah.
But when you get, when you hear it, you're like,
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then we also have one from a more serious one regarding, because we talked about it on a mix prior about the whole Farmali issue here. And one of the executives actually admitted something and then kind of went into hiding.
Oh, damn. Okay. You know, innocent actions.
Yeah, you know, man.
You know, it's the usual reaction of an innocent person.
Pretty much. We'll give you more details on that. And then we have one odd diva that I found super, I don't know, like I kind of relate to it in a way.
Yeah, it's super random.
It's about these students in India who actually wanted to cheat on an exam. It's a real story. And they decided to put something in their flip-flops, their chinelas, device of some sort to help them do it. We'll tell you, we'll give you details for some odd diva at the end of the mix as well. So shall we start with where you been, Rika G?
Yeah. You
want to go first?
Sure.
Go.
Okay. So this week was a little weird because first of all, parang mga away. I was a little loopy for most of the week until this morning because I had my second dose.
Yay. Congratulations.
I know. But yeah, I had my second dose on Monday. And then I was pretty tired the weekend before Monday because, you know, I manned
1C.
1C. Also, we had a 5-hour shift for our radio shift, which is so weird. So, alam mo yun, it was just a little loopy. It was not the usual time. Anyway, Monday, I actually went on a little trip. So, Monday was my second dose, right? So, I had my vaccine in the morning. And then I asked my friend if she wanted to go to this restaurant in San Pablo Laguna. And she said yes. So first we went to Molito and Exchange Alley coffee shop because she hasn't tried it yet.
I love Molito.
I know. It was so cool. And there weren't a lot of people. We had coffee at each. I had a flat white, which was chef's kiss. Mwah. And then we also had an avocado toast, which was, for me, if you're gonna get a food item in each, I would recommend that because it's so sulit. It has salmon. I mean,
Damn, I mean, do I even need avocado?
Like, salmon and avocado.
Are you a rich white girl?
I am. Like, I love my pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, shit. It's the season.
No, but for real, I just think it's so worth the money that you're going to pay. Anyway, get the flat white. Also, they do have pour over. So if you want to be a little, you know, experimental, or if you just want to try something new, try their pour overs. Anywho, after that one, we went to San Pablo, which was maybe from Alabang an hour to an hour and a half away. Okay. Yeah, it seems far, but actually there's a really nice shortcut that you take from Calamba, which you end up in the middle of, like, you miss the whole, like, a hullabaloo of, you know, the crossing and Bansol and stuff like that. So you go straight to Los Baños, go to San Pablo, and then it's this really nice restaurant. It's actually a gallery and cafe, and they serve like heritage Filipino food, like original Filipino food. Yo. You know what I mean? It was so good. And the thing is, it was a Monday. There weren't a lot of people there. We were really expecting that they were going to, you know, go all out with the food, but no. No, they delivered. They understood the assignment. Yeah, so we ordered adobo sa kamatis. I wanted to try that one because, you know, sometimes adobo kind of just like, it's a little watery.
Yeah,
know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you order adobo sa kamatis in that restaurant, it's actually called Sulyap. It's a little thick, man. So I like that. It's saucy. It's not watery.
Okay.
And then we ordered calamares and chips, which was just like an appetizer. And then this hits the spot, man. This is the spot.
Oh.
Pako salad. You know pako?
Yeah, it looks like seaweed.
The seaweed, yeah. Dude, sobrang sarap. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung nilagay nila dun sa parang marinade or what do you call that? Like a dressing?
There's a good one. Well, actually, they have a lot of those. Diba,
yeah, they have a lot in different restaurants.
Salted egg or ano? Diba, normally.
It has salted egg. It has tomatoes and mangoes. And then the pako. As in like literally like dahon on your plate. And then we also, oh my God, we ordered the liempo. Okay, liempo kasi for me, I don't actually order it a lot in restaurants because I think that it's just going to be tough. Dude, sobrang lambot ng liempo nila. As in you just have to get it. If you're there, you have to get it. Okay. Liempo. And then unfortunately, they couldn't accept us for dine-in, but we could dine at Park and Dine, which they told us the day before because I asked them. So what I did was I brought my mega box. I put it at the back, like the trunk. I brought two stools and an electric fan, like a rechargeable one. We were good to go, man.
Nice.
We were good to go. So that's where we ate, in the parking lot, which is so weird because we were like 2 meters away from the restaurant. Ganun kami kalapit. Sobrang lapit namin. But I guess they were just, you know, following protocol. They had a nice, like, small coffee shop in the middle of the restaurant. It looks like an old house. It is actually like an old heritage house that they restored. But 80% of the materials from the original house is still there. The whole place, actually, I think tatlo yung houses na malaki na yon. And then this one big building in front of the restaurant. I hope I'm describing it correctly. But in front of it, it's actually a museum. The owner, I believe, is a collector, and he collected a bunch of stuff throughout the years that he decided to just put up a museum. Again, unfortunately, it's still closed, but I believe they will open in October.
Nice.
They also have, they upgraded from the last time that I was there, which was back in college, I think. They upgraded to a bed and breakfast. So they let us go to like the bed and breakfast area, which was just, you know, a bunch of rooms, but it also looked good because mukha siyang like old heritage house, and they had a pool there. Oh, also they had a bunch of rambutan trees, and apparently it's rambutan season, so all we had to do was to ask for rambutan. We didn't even have to buy it.
Really?
We're like, but yeah, we were like, pwede po kumuha na rambutan, and they got it for us, like a bunch.
Nice.
And then after eating, we had coffee in the coffee shop. ano nga ba yung pangalan ng coffee shop na yon? Yeah, in the coffee shop, it was pretty cool actually. Masarap yung coffee. I got the, what do you call this? Eto. Bean Tower. That's the name of the coffee shop. It's
Bean like, Tower.
Yeah, it's like inside the restaurant. I got Korean coffee, which was just like very creamy coffee, which I like. I like it creamy. I know. go ahead. Go, and then so we decided to just what?
What? What?
So we decided to just like drive back after, you know, spending a couple hours there. I'm happy because my friend, si Abby, my friend, I mean, he hasn't, I mean, she's never been there to that restaurant. And I'm happy that I got to, you know, show her around, especially to Los Baños. I mean, around Los Baños. Los Baños is my jam. It's my home, you know?
Your home team.
But we just passed by. But still, it was really nice to like see the highway and all the places that I walked in before. Mm-hmm. And then going back, for some reason, we ended up in Tagaytay in a friend's Airbnb. Oh, nice. It was so random. They invited us for, you know, just for like drinks and stuff. And we cooked some chicken skewers for dinner and then we left. And then I got home so super, super tired because I totally forgot that I had my second dose that day. A lot of things happened. And that's just in one day, dude.
Well, at least you're fully vaxxed.
I know, fully I was fully vaxxed. But that's the thing. I was so tired from that day. Tuesday was very loopy. Wednesday, I don't know what even happened. Actually, we went to my friend's Cloud Kitchen in Quezon City. Her, what do you call this? Her baking account / business is called Four Eyed Delights. If you guys want to order, you know, cakes and cookies, mm-hmm. I recommend, dude, you should really get, oh my God, I can't even finish my sentence. The Earl Grey cookies, Earl Grey tea cookies. It's so good. It's so good. Four Eyed Delights. And we went to her Cloud Kitchen for the first time. It was pretty cool. Because I was still a little loopy, I think I was so tired at around like 9 p.m. So we got home at around 11. And then I was so dizzy. I could not, like, I don't know. I felt like I was about to have a fever, but good thing I didn't. So I texted our boss. And I took a leave today. Yeah, so I wasn't in the show today, Thursday, yeah. Because I just couldn't. It was not a cute look for me. So, you know, I decided to just, you know, put myself first, take care of my health. And I took a leave. Good thing our bosses understood. Obviously, it's here for the vaccine. And then now I'm good. I just manned the, you know,
the booth, the coffee
the shop the whole day. So that's it.
Nice.
I cooked some Korean food while watching Hometown Cha Cha Cha. Also,
hometown,
but I did finish Squid Game. I like it, dude.
Yeah.
And it seems like a really nice. It's just fun, you know. You don't need to think about it. But I did like a lot of the memes that people have been, you know, posting.
I love, ano, Tita Ju, ano, Makoy Dub, sana, yung face shield game. Nakita mo yun?
Hindi pa.
Dude, you gotta watch it. Send it sa Instagram nga. Basically, yung isang game daw sa Squid Game Philippines is, i-unpack mo yung, ano, face shield, tapos tanggalin mo yung, ano, ibubo mo yung face shield. So funny, man.
Oh, Finn.
Finn, you done?
Yeah.
What did I do? I'll start with stuff that I watched because it's fresh in my mind. I watched a movie that was on Amazon, Amazon like movies or Amazon Prime or whatever,
mm-hmm.
called The Voyeurs. Have you seen that one, Rika G?
Didn't you tell me about that?
I
think a friend told me about it.
Might have been a friend or maybe some of the Leche fans might have mentioned it. It stars Justice Smith and hold on, I gotta know her name because she's in Euphoria. She's really good. Sydney Sweeney. So the story is about this couple. They move into a building, right? And across from them is another couple who they can see. And, you know, they're doing like, you know, doing the sex stuff, right?
I've seen the trailer.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, it's just a story of that and how, you know, by spying on them or by being, you know, voyeurs, they get into some trouble. But I'm gonna
trouble.
Know.
Okay.
It also stars Ben Hardy, by the way, who you might know well from Bohemian Rhapsody. He's the German guy, the really hot guy. So he's there too. It was okay.
Is it long?
It's not really. It's like an hour. Well, actually, it might be like an hour 40.
Okay.
Right. It was okay. It wasn't like the best movie, but it was still. I think it was still entertaining. Plus, there's like boobs and butt. You see Ben Hardy's butt, man. His butt is nice, bro. Yeah, nice butt.
You know what's underrated?
What's that?
Putting lotion on your butt. You need to take care of your butt. It's still part of your body. It's still skin.
Yeah, I don't think I should do that more because but most butts have like those for sitting when you sit all day, right? When you have when the sweat accumulates, doesn't it like form?
Oh, really?
Maybe it's just me.
Parang ganun.
This extra layer of skin. I don't know. So yeah, with the voyeurs, I watched that. I also watch a new show called Home Economics. That's on Hulu. It's okay. It's like a Modern Family light. You know, it's like the same as Modern Family. Like it involves three families with different, you know, social structures, dynamics, whatever. But they, at the end of the day, they come together and have family bonding. And they learn a life.
Okay,
that's okay. I rewatched a movie called Smokin' and Aces, which if you haven't seen, I think is a really underrated. It wasn't critically well received critically, but it's a great action movie and it has really good acting. I think it's Ryan Reynolds. It's a star-studded cast. Ryan Reynolds, Alicia Keys is in there. Common, your favorite.
Common,
yeah, Common's in there. It's a good movie. I really like that movie a lot. Smokin' Aces. I finished Sex Education season 3.
Okay,
I liked it.
I'm maybe 98% convinced to watch Sex Education because I watched Trixie Mattel and Katya talk about it on their Netflix.
You haven't seen
it? I've never seen an episode.
Oh, it's good.
I think I'm going to like it.
Yeah, I think you will. So yeah, I finished that and I bought a new video game, believe it or not, that has taken up my early mornings. It's called Stardew Valley.
Being a responsible adult, I see.
Stardew Valley. Have you heard of it, Rika G? Stardew Valley.
I have not.
Have you heard of games like Harvest Moon or Animal Crossing?
Yeah, Animal Crossing.
Okay, but I'm gonna know. It's like a farm simulator game. So you just plant crops. It's very relaxing. Like I just spend 3-4 hours planting and watering my crops and waiting for them to grow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that I can sell them and then buy more crops. So weird. Like I don't.
Did
really...
I ever tell you? Is it kind of like Farmville?
Yeah. It's like Farmville.
Did I ever tell you that there's this one subject in UPLB? I don't know what the subject was, but one of their like biggest projects of the year was Farmville. Like they have to do something with Farmville. And like a big chunk of their grade was no. Yeah. It's like a project. Like you have to make a farm, I guess.
Wait, on Farmville?
On the actual game. What? I'm not kidding you, dude. Like it was used as a tool in a class. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I am pretty sure that happened in UPLB. Yes.
You know what I could actually
in college.
I don't know how accurate, let's say, Stardew Valley is, but I now know what crops grow during the spring, summer, and autumn, at least in the game. I don't know if it's true to real life. So I guess there's some there is some learning that can be, but that's so strange.
How about patience?
Yes. Yeah, because sometimes I find myself like, man, I gotta wait fucking 12 days for my mangoes to grow. Not mangoes, but for my melons to grow. 12 days, bro.
Dude, I've been waiting for my melons to grow for 28 years. They're not growing. There's still pears on my chest.
So yeah, I got Stardew Valley on PC, but I think it's available on mobile as well. I don't know how it fares on mobile. I think it's good because it's not a very like graphic intensive games. I'm pretty sure it'll run well on most modern smartphones. I recommend it. It's a good way to pass the time if you're tired of playing Call of Duty and Axie Infinity every day.
Yeah.
So it's a nice change of pace. And I just like listening to the sound effects. There, it has a soundtrack. Actually, the soundtrack is very popular, but I turn off the music. I just like listening to like the guy, my character, like mowing the field. Oh, I bought chickens, bro. I bought chickens in the...
Wow.
Yeah, and you name them. And I, every day I get an egg. 4 eggs and I sell it to the market.
Look at you. I feel like that would be your, that would be your future. You know how like there are celebrities that are so rich that they just buy a farm and they live off the land. You ever get into Ryan Reynolds or something?
Ashton Kutcher, I think.
Is right? That, like that, see?
I've seen Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. I think that's what they do. I don't know. So yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, my week. Those are the things that I watched. I rewatched the Jurassic Park movies. Still hold up well, in my opinion. And that's it, Finn. Shall we do some Wapow TTs?
Wapow.
Let's start with the M&M. I like the M&M one. That was something okay. That Rika G brought up to me. I have the article here, but do you want
to? Okay, go. No, okay. Go ahead.
So M&M opened up a new restaurant in Detroit based off of a song lyric that you might know. You want to rap it, Rika G?
We have to like give like 5 seconds for the for our Leche fans to guess what it is. Okay. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dun 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 dun. How was
it? wait, who's my search?
Palms are sweaty.
Knees weak.
Arms
are heavy. Mom's spaghetti.
So yeah, he opened up a new restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti in Detroit. And he actually, when he opened it up, he actually surprised his fans by being there at the opening
of his
restaurant. Yeah.
Dude, that's so what?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. There's a picture of him. He looks so... Eminem, no, he never smiles.
I think that's his look though. So
he actually has a really good sense of humor. I think Eminem. He just acts
Prinske.
He acts serious. No, I see him in mga pagkakamio siya sa mga
movies.
He always has a.
Is it more like dark humor or dry?
Parang dry.
Okay.
Yeah. So he came up with a restaurant and then the fans were able to go there, and you can see the menu on the windowsill. Spaghetti's $9. Spaghetti with balls. It's not meatballs. Oh, just a spaghetti with balls.
Spaghetti with balls.
And there's a spaghetti with vegan balls.
What kind of balls? Okay, what kind of balls?
I don't know.
I have a bunch of questions. Maybe like mushrooms, right? Yeah, for vegans. Mm.
It's a walk-up restaurant, and it's also adjacent to a store like upstairs called The Trailer, where fans can experience a uniquely curated environment and obtain merch and other items from Eminem and his new pasta operation.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Like his trailer when he was growing up, like in 8 Mile.
Yes.
I regret watching that movie with my
parents.
That was so awkward that I had to pause.
That sex scene is very that, well done though, huh?
Sobra. That was so sexy.
I know, man.
It was just not sexy while watching with my parents. No.
Yeah. Mom's Spaghetti. It's in, if anyone lives in Detroit, and Woodward Avenue in Detroit, Michigan.
But I wonder where he lives, like currently where he resides, you know, where he walks his dog and buys his green juice or whatever.
He probably has houses all across. Like he probably has a house in Detroit, a house in LA, maybe New York, probably, I'm guessing. Somewhere in Europe, maybe.
But if you were a celebrity, though, where would you like
where would I
live?
Stay?
Yeah. Where would you have your career?
Career?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to pick LA, right? If you're going to have a career. But are you saying where I want to go between projects? Is that what you mean?
Or actually live and have a career.
Oh, I mean, it's got to be LA. So you don't have to go anywhere, right? Because that's where everything is.
I know. But I've been seeing Emma Chamberlain. I don't know how to say her last name.
Emma Chamberlain? The YouTuber?
Yeah, the YouTuber. But people have been telling her to like just move to New York already because that's where her heart lives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I'm feeling like people go back and forth.
Yeah, New York is great too. I think if you're like, Broadway. That's where the, or if you're an artist, like not like an artist, like a, you know, painting and all that.
Like Jonah Hill.
Like Jonah Hill.
Dude, there's a Jonah core. There's a Jonah Hill core, diba? He has a following.
He has a fan base. Yeah. So cool.
I'm part of the cult.
I love Jonah Hill, man.
I love him.
Yeah. He seems like a cool guy that you could just kick back with.
He's hot.
Yeah, he's got there's something attractive about his carefreeness and demeanor.
Yeah.
I love it. The same, you know who gives me the same energy? I don't know if you watch Stranger Things, but David Arbor. Harbor?
Oh, Arbor? Yeah. Plays Hopper. The police. Yeah.
Same vibes.
True. That is very true. He's kind of like that one TikToker that was just drinking cranberry juice while riding a skateboard.
That guy has the same energy.
See,
too.
Dogman?
Dogman? Dogface 20 or
Dog face?
I'm good in it. Oh, man. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's do what did we have on the agenda today? We had Farmali and we also had the Squid Game. Let's do the Squid Game stuff real quick.
Okay. So if you guys know the YouTuber / artista named Slater Young, a bunch of his fans and people claim that he's like a lookalike from the Squid Game, from the lead star. Sorry. The lead star of Squid Game. If you guys look at the photo, just look it up, Squid Game Slater Young, and you'll see a photo of Slater actually flashing a photo of Lee Jung-jae. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Side by side sila. And they do look alike. It's just so funny that people started it as a joke and then Slater Young agreed. Did you see the photo?
I saw the photo on Twitter. I don't think it's the same.
Di mo kami maloloko Slater Young. I think he looks the same.
I don't see it.
Look, just don't. Huwag mo nang i-consider yung hair. Okay. Just the face.
The face?
Or the smile.
Okay.
I kind of see it, dude.
I never seen the main guy before, but there's a TikTok I saw where it showed like his younger roles, like his roles in other. Dude, he's super hot, huh?
Oh, holy damn.
Shit. He's an idol, man. K idol, bro.
I mean, he's on TV, so. True. And then, oh, by the way, actually, I am crushing on not the main girl, but
the nose ring girl.
The nose ring girl. Yeah. I love when she appeared on that episode. I was completely attracted to her.
Yes.
Bigla ko nakalimutan yung main girl. Because, di ba yung ang angas nung nakaupo lang siya, you know, she doesn't care about the world, she doesn't care if she's the next one to die or whatever.
She got that Jonah Hill energy, bro.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Dog face energy. No, but for real.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay. We have. No, but that's just like, TikTok account or something.
Dog face.
But I'm obsessed with her. I think her name is Lee Young-mi. Yes.
I'm not sure. I see them on Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
So I just look.
So just look it up. Wait long. Basta, she's on Instagram. And then she's just so cute. She's so cute and she does not look like she's over 15 years old, but she's probably like a full grown adult already. also, another one about the Squid Games, because we already talked about, you know, the actual show, right? Yeah. We talked about it, right?
We talked a little bit about it, just on where you've been before.
So a politician in South Korea actually proposed that he wanted to buy the number in the Squid Game, the phone number that they have there, because it was an actual number that a person uses. And now a bunch of people are calling it and like hassling him and, you know, like disrupting his daily life.
Right.
So he proposed that he'll buy the phone number so that they won't get bothered already, which is a pretty badass move, if you ask me.
For 100 million won, which is about $85,000.
So. I mean, for a dude, I could
take my number.
Take my number. Come on. I've given my number for free. This is so unfair.
I give my number out, and sometimes they don't even text me. That's the worst part. So. You know, I'll take it. Four million plus pesos for. I mean, of course, it's a presidential hopeful, right? So
yeah,
gonna be used for some sort of political campaign, I'm sure.
But that's actually like it makes sense.
Yeah, man. 100%.
I mean, diba? I guess it just. I feel like there's a bit of a problem, maybe because he's a political hopeful, like a presidential, diba? Parang presidential candidate or something. Diba? Yeah. It's like he's a politician. But what if he's just like a random person who has a lot of money, right?
It could be the same.
So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. By the way, that guy, the guy who owns that phone number, he said that he was getting around 4,000 calls a day, according to he talked to like a broadcaster in Korea. Like, I guess he shared his story. So he's a late 40s guy living in some province in Korea. Said he get around 4,000 calls a day. He didn't know why until someone actually told him, hey, your number was in the...
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. Yeah. Oh, apparently this politician is a marketing genius, according to a lot of people.
See, and we're talking about some people. Right?
With this move. And apparently he's been using a lot of themes from historical dramas as a tactic for his presidential race.
There we go.
So, you know, he dresses up in different clothing and you know, rides a horse around and stuff like that.
True.
So,
one final tidbit of news for, because, you know, if you watch the, you know, no spoilers, but if you watch the show, you can probably guess due to its popularity, people are clamoring for season two, right? And I guess the ending does kind of leave a lot of open ends. However, according to the director of the show, and he also wrote it, by the way, I got to find his name. I'll find his name in a bit. But he was saying, Hwang Dong-hyuk, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Okay. He had an interview with Variety last week, and they asked him, you know, is there going to be a season two? But he said that it was such a stressful process because if you didn't know, he actually wrote and directed it all on his own.
Oh, damn.
Like he had no co-writers and whatnot. And the first two episodes took 6 months to film, though. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 6 months to film. So he says, here's the quote, if I were to do it, I would certainly not do it alone. I'd consider using a writer's room and would want multiple experienced directors. So, I mean, it's not off the table, but I think for now, he's not thinking about the plot of season two. Yin Lang, that's the update. But I think it's going to happen, man. It's got to.
Hopefully.
Right? Throw enough money.
I'm pretty excited.
100%.
I haven't binged a show in a long time. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That I really wanted, like after finishing an episode, even though it was an hour per episode, I was like, I really want to know what the next game would be.
Exactly. 45 billion won, man. 40 million US dollars. Wow. Damn. So yeah, Wapow. Moving on to the final TV. Oh, speaking of 45, you know, billions of money.
Oh, nice segue, dude.
You like that? Actually, the prize money in I see the memes, right? The prize money in Squid Game is actually less than how much money is supposedly missing.
Where is it then?
So we talked about Farmali. I don't even know
what?
The proper way to say it, right?
However you say it, they
Farmali, farful of shit, right? So there's all this investigation, the blue ribbon, whatever investigation with it. And one of the executives, her name is Crizel Grace Mago. She actually said on record, like when they were doing the whole, you know, I don't know, what do you call it? Deposition, but I'm not really sure the actual name of the process, but admitted to, admitted to swindling the government by selling damaged medical grade face shields with bogus production dates. Yeah. Bogus production dates. So they actually, you know, did it. They actually did it.
And they admitted it.
They admitted it. And then after that, she couldn't be contacted by you know, phone or anything. It's like she kind of went into hiding.
Disappeared.
However, she did, as of maybe 2 days ago, because that happened about 4 days ago. So 2 days ago, she did say that she will continue to cooperate. She just kind of, here's the quote, humihingi po ako ng pasensya kung naging out of reach po ako ng ilang araw. Kaya na kailangan ko lang po i-proseso ang lahat na nangyari. I don't know if she was fearful for her life or whatever, but she stood by the, she said that, you know, that no one from Farmily ever threatened her. I mean,
that. No, you know what? Oh. Laughter is vague. Okay. Yeah. We're just laughing about how, you know, ridiculous this whole thing is.
And the officers Farmily, whatever, they're missing too. Like they're, so the House Committee on Good Government has issued a subpoena for the missing Farmily office to show up in the continuation of a parallel probe into the overpricing issue. That's according to Manila Bulletin. So, you know what?
I kind of
sketch, right? Like
it is pretty sketch.
Gone, they're leaving.
Yeah.
Why not?
But you know, I am sure. Right. Yeah. But I kind of feel for the woman who was, you know, who said that she was like scared for her life. Did she say that? Sorry.
Well, I don't think she said it per se, but I mean, I'm assuming that's the reason why.
Right. Because I'm sure that she's like, you know, just a part of the machine and somebody is actually like, there's a master behind all of this.
Yeah, man. I know. I have a good idea who it is, bro.
I think we all do.
Oh, but we're not going to say any names.
But parang what if you were just caught up in all of this whole mess?
So right? I guess that, I mean, as we always say here, what we have to do is register to prevail. Vote, right? Register to vote. Right.
Register to vote.
Which has been extended, people. By the way.
Yes.
October 11 to 30 extends. Kamalek has extended October 11.
So just remember that I'm sure it'll be a little harder because maybe a lot more people will try to register again.
Yeah.
But just remember that this is a one time thing.
Yeah.
And, one time, big time. Okay.
And since we're recording on a Thursday, Isambayan has picked Lenny Robredo as their presidential candidate, although she hasn't officially announced if she's going to be running. She did post a statement saying that she's going to like pray on it and think about it. Okay. But she is the presidential choice for.
Oh,
I'm saying that right, right? Isambayan. It's one Sambayan. So that's like that's how it's spelled. It's number Sambayan, one in Isambayan. No? So,
yeah, I guess.
I think it's Isambayan, right?
Makes sense.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, we'll just, you know, we'll be telling you more about the elections down the line, but at least you have until October 30 to vote. It's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then no Saturdays except for the last day, which is Saturday, October 30.
Okay.
It will be.
So open. I have a suggestion.
Yes.
For people who are planning to register to vote, download a bunch of music that you like, TV, Netflix shows, and maybe, you know, squeeze in a little bit of Halo Halo Show over there. Hey, you know, you can download offline and then download online and then listen to it offline.
True.
So I know people are going to be stuck. People were stuck in line for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Which is so unfortunate. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I saw a great infographic. You know how we love infographics, right? Okay. And it showed like a little boxes, and it showed the how many days there are in 6 years, I think. 6 years. So, you know, 365 times six, that's that many number of boxes. And it highlighted one box and it says, if you can sacrifice this one day to register to vote, that's how long we're going to deal with the number of days, 6 years, right? Is how is how long this election is going to affect. I mean, you know, the effects of this election is going to take place. So this one day out of this, whatever, thousands of days that you could take out of your day to register to vote, you know, it's worth it. Right. So I think that was,
by the way, we totally missed it. And I don't know if a lot of armies listen to the Halo Halo Show, but Coldplay and BTS released their universe. It's such a Coldplay song, though.
Yeah.
And if you guys are interested about, you know, how they made it and you know how they collaborated. They actually have like a 12-minute documentary.
Oh, yeah, I saw stuff on Twitter. Pretty cool.
Okay, and it's pretty cool how they did it. They, but they were just in a circle. They had a microphone in the middle. It was really cool. I don't know, but I love actually
Daft Punk vibes. TBH.
Yeah, and then the poster, like the visuals, it actually gives me Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
dude. Sino si Groot kaya sa BTS? But I love them so much. Yeah. Namjoon is so buff.
Go, anyway. go listen to it. Wapow. That's the TTs for today. We do have a quick what do you got? How do we say this? Who's it? Me or you? Who starts it?
Odd. Ikaw pala.
Oh, yeah, ikaw pala. All right. Time to do some odd.
Diba? Sabi, hindi kasi dapat odd, diba? Ganon. Okay, odd lang. So, sabi mo, go.
Time to do some odd.
Diba?
This one coming out of India. Here's 10 people. I mean, this is from the Straits Times. It's a publication. I don't know whether you trust them or not, but there have been reports on different publications as well that 10 people were arrested in India for planning to cheat in a fiercely competitive teaching exam. This word for word from the article. Using Bluetooth devices concealed in their flip-flops, aka chinelas. And there's actually
a
photo of it, and you can see it in the article. It's underneath, parang cross-section ng chinelas. If you open up the base of the chinelas, diba? There's like a Bluetooth device. It's like a battery in there and everything. So they were caught trying to cheat. And actually, I did not know this. This has been not necessarily the Bluetooth like issue, but cheating is so rampant during these exams that where these exams took place, India actually shut down the internet.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, a good portion of this area lost internet because of these exams, because there's so much cheating. There's so much cheating in the system.
The exam. Okay,
yeah.
So what did they use the Bluetooth for?
Well, that's the thing. So they had accomplices outside. The article doesn't make it really clear, but they had accomplices outside that they could use to call whatever. Like, I don't know. It doesn't really say how they did it there. They just had people outside and that they were going to coordinate the answers to. It doesn't make clear how they got caught. It doesn't make clear how they were going to cheat, but it's kind of crazy because they spent the pair of these, chinelas, went for around $11,000.
Oh shit.
Per pair.
Wait, tas nahuli sila. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that they're not supposed to. Pero alam mo yun, parang you spend that much money. So.
Yeah. So dude, first of all, I don't know who snitched or like, I don't know how they got caught, right?
Maybe they saw like the blue light.
Yeah, or baka nagsalita na the Bluetooth.
The Bluetooth device. Now connected. The Bluetooth device is now connected.
While you're tapping, because I tap my foot, right? When I'm thinking, baka ganun, bigla lang nagsalita.
Biglang nagsalita.
But yeah, I mean.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's wild that they actually went to these extents to, I mean, I know. It must be super competitive, right? Because $11,000, what is that? I don't even know. $11,000 times.
Dollars?
$500,000. Oh, I don't even know. It's not, that's Singapore. What's that? 600,000 rupees, whatever that is.
Okay.
Rupees in Philippine pesos. 41,000, sorry. 41,000 pesos.
Damn. Okay.
Which doesn't seem that expensive if I'm just thinking like,
but I mean,
if these exams could get you like a really good job, it might be it could have been seen as an investment. Yeah, but it's wild that they were arrested.
Wait, feel like it was connected to like an earpiece or something.
I'm guessing that's how it was because they shut off the internet. So maybe it was an earpiece and then they had their accomplices outside, but how they communicated the question, for example, the test questions. I don't know how. Like, how does that even work?
Weird.
Have you seen the movie Bad Genius?
No. I've seen it on Netflix, but I haven't seen the movie.
It used to be on Netflix Philippines, but it's not there anymore. It's a Thai movie. It's a great movie. It's about these two, like, really smart high school kids. But they're not really well off in life. They actually come from poor families. So they help the rich kids cheat on exams. And then they try to take this national exam. It's a really good movie. Like it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Wow.
Oh,
I just
cool.
Googled it right now. It's a really good movie. Fantastic film. I don't know where you can watch it now since it's not on Netflix, but go check it out if you can. It has a similar kind of feel to it. To this.
I was thinking about Bad Teacher.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Mila Kunis? Cameron Diaz.
Sorry. I'm actually planning on watching pangalan niya yung dating fiance ni Ariana Grande.
Pete Davidson?
Pete Davidson's movie.
King of Staten Island.
No, the other one.
Oh, there's another one?
Adolescence. Big Time Adolescence.
Oh, I've never seen
that. Yeah, I want to watch that tonight. Kasi parang I've been in this parang groove of watching parang medyo sad right. movies.
Yeah.
And TV shows. So, wala lang. I've been planning to watch BoJack Horseman. And
you
stuff
should watch
like that.
King of Staten Island. Then it's in the same vein, I think.
I like that movie a lot. Have you ever watched an episode of BoJack Horseman?
I have. I watched the first season. I enjoyed it. It's just
I liked it.
It's just since there's not much continuity, I always forget where I leave off and I just never pick up. But it's a good show. I like it.
How about Kidding?
Kidding.
With Jim Carrey.
No.
Dude, you should watch that. I think you will love it. I think you will like it. It's the kind of like there's humor and sadness all in one. It is so good. It's very Jim Carrey. So try to watch it.
I'm trying to watch the new Joseph Gordon-Levitt show on Apple TV.
Oh, what is it?
He plays a teacher. It's called Mr. Corman.
Okay.
Here it's
What's
good.
It about?
I don't know. He's like just a public school teacher, and then he has problems that happen in his life. It's about like a regular. It's not. There's no supernatural element to it or anything. It's just. I think it's just a drama about a public school teacher.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like those like easy to watch, not too complicated. Like for some reason, I binge watched The Chair. With Sandra Oh.
Yeah.
I loved it. It felt like it's so easy, so light. And even though there's like real life problems in the show, it didn't feel like it was heavy on my chest. It just felt like real.
Yeah, I'm going to try to start watching Mr. Corman. So if any of the Leche fans, actually on our Facebook group, we actually asked you guys to discuss all the stuff that we talk about. So if you have watched any of these things that we haven't watched yet that we just talked about, let us know if you would recommend it and whatnot.
Let me just tell you a little bit about Kidding. He's actually a children's TV show host. And he's supposed to be like super cheerful and happy, but it's like a juxtaposition of his super duper sad life. He's divorced. His kids hate him. He has like such a bleak, sad life.
Got it.
But obviously he goes on TV and becomes this, you know, like Mr. Rogers kind of guy. Mm. So yeah, it has some pretty dark stuff in there.
Okay.
And a lot of sex stuff too.
Nice.
Which you don't expect, you know.
True.
But yeah, there we go.
All right. Well, pal, that's it for the mix today. We do have a sponsor, by the way. I have it here. We already talked about them last week, but just in case you haven't listened to listened to that one and you haven't seen the movie Nobody, this mix was brought to you by Upstream. And we're actually giving away passes to the movie Nobody, which you can watch on Upstream. So we're going to post it on our Hala Hala Show Instagram. It'll probably be up now by the time that you listen to this.
Yay. Okay.
You just have to follow any of the Upstream social media accounts, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Tag two of your friends in the comments and use the hashtags Upstream Nobody and hashtag Upstream Universal. And then we have a link in that caption. You just got to go to it. And then it's a Google Doc or Google form. You put in your email and you have a chance to win and you'll get the prizes soon. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Take care. Follow us online. Hala Show.
Yeah. Follow us online everywhere. That's where we're going to post all of the details.
For sure.
And
we still have merch.
Oh, right. Yeah.
My t-shirts.
Merch. Actually, somebody messaged me about it. I just totally forgot. But yes, I will message you. So it's at the Halo Halo Show everywhere except on Instagram, which is at Halo Halo Show. And then email us, thehalohaloshow@gmail.com.
All right. That's it. We'll see you all. So this is coming out. Wait, are we releasing this to soon? Or are we releasing this today? On Monday?
No.
Monday, nah? Okay, so by the time you're listening to this, it'll be October 4. So our next mix will be on October 11, just so we know, with the new schedule. Okay, that's it. Okay. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your week. And extra song. I love the shoe.
Bye.
Later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.